gotta go. Just wanna dance the night away where senoritas who can't sway. Right now tomorrow's looking bright, just like the sunny morning light. Just wanna dance the night away where senoritas who can't sway. Right now tomorrow's looking bright, just like the sun.
That was Dance the Night Away, one of the songs recorded by my guest today, Dukes. Well, at least part of them, as two members of the six-piece ukulele band couldn't be with us today. But Dukes, of course, are no strangers to Phoenix FM, because apart from being regular guests of my friend and colleague Bob Simpson, you've also performed specially for us on our birthday celebrations a few years ago, haven't you? How long ago was it?
About five years.
Good grief, I can't believe it. Anyway, welcome back to Phoenix FM. So who do we actually have today? You better introduce yourselves.
Hazel.
I'm Brian.
And John.
And I'm Dave.
Hang on, there's something wrong with Dave. Come on, try again.
And I'm Dave again.
You need to get a bit closer to that mic,
right,
Dave.
Right in front of it. Hello.
Hang on.
I can't get much closer without kissing it.
I don't know why it doesn't
okay,
work.
Carry on. Anyway.
It was working all right earlier. Never mind. You'll have to shout a bit. So anyway, Dave, you're the leader of the band, that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Well, and I think so. Yes.
That's working.
Thanks
now.
For telling me, yes. Is that better?
That's right, better. I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Well, I'm very close now.
Maybe it was switched off.
No.
It's the sort of thing that happens to me, I tell you. So you're the leader of the band, and Brian, what do you do?
I play ukulele and
see you over there somewhere.
Me and Dave both play ukulele, lead ukulele, and I sing as well.
Right.
Dave does all the intros.
And Hazel?
I do some singing and I play an 8-string ukulele.
What's the difference? Well,
it's got eight strings.
Right. And what are the other ukuleles got?
Four
strings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just showing off.
It is, yeah. Afraid so.
All right, and John?
Yes, I play a bass ukulele.
Right, okay, fine. Now, who is it that's not here today then?
Well, Martin and Joe.
Right.
So Martin and Joe both sing and both play ukulele.
Right, and why are they not on parade?
Well, they have proper jobs.
All right.
I'm sure they're listening.
I understand. Right. Now, I can't believe there's anyone out there who hasn't heard of you guys, but just in case someone has been in a coma, perhaps you could remind us when and how you were formed.
Well, it must be 7 or 8 years ago now. And
this is Dave, incidentally.
This is David speaking here.
Yes.
Hope you can hear me.
We can.
And,
we can.
Yes, I started a jam session in a pub in Chelmsford at the Orange Tree, and invited. Well, actually, just advertised it in the local press and so on the internet, and lots of people came along to the sessions. It was once a month for about a year, but after a year, it seemed to be the same sort of dozen or so people turning up. So I said, "Why don't we form a band rather than coming to this pub and spending money on beer?" And I said, all round mine on Tuesday for a rehearsal. And I told them the address, and they all came round. And unfortunately, I didn't have enough cups to make tea for everyone. But fortunately, some of them left. And the number went straight down from 12. Well, it went down from 12 till about 8, partly because I said, we're going to have to learn these songs. You're not going to have bits of paper in front of you. You're going to actually have to perform on stage. And I think that might have put a few
people in that panic mode.
So that's right, yeah. So we were down to about 8 or 9 by then. I can't remember how many. But we started rehearsing, and within a few weeks, we were getting offers of local gigs.
That's incredible.
And within a year, we'd played at the Cranbourne Theatre. And packed it out on a lunchtime, not one of the big evening sort of events. That came later. But and that got us off the ground. And we were called Dukes of Chelmsford, first of all, as a sort of homage to the nightclub, but which is now dead and deceased. But then we just became Dukes.
Right.
And it sort of evolved to what we are today.
So you guys have got quite a varied repertoire, don't you? Who's going to take that one? Colin, somebody's got a comment about your repertoire.
Yeah, we've got quite... we've done everything from Beatles to Beethoven to Johnny Cash to...
To Beethoven?
Amy Winehouse, yeah.
How do you do Beethoven?
Well, maybe not quite as Beethoven intended. But,
now, there's a surprise.
But we know it.
Yeah. All right. Now, apart from your many visits to us, you perform all over the place, don't you?
Well, we have been quite a varied type of gigs. I mean, it can be anything. It can be a theatre, it can be a festival, it can be a private function. During the summer, over about 10 days, we performed the Cambridge Rock Festival. Mm-hmm. We did a retirement home, then we did a pub, then we did a wedding, and then we played at the end of South End Pier. And that was over 10 days. So it's
incredible.
Anything.
Yeah. And you've been abroad as well.
Yes, I've been to Czech Republic 3 times.
Yeah.
The band went to Poland earlier in the year. So the Czech Republic was interesting. Mm. It's like a lot of stories that you meet a man in a pub in East London.
Yes.
And he says, do you want to come and play in the Czech Republic? And you don't believe it, but this man actually followed it through. Got so enthused by the ukulele when we went out there.
Yeah.
Actually set up a festival. We were invited back to the first one. And it's now 5 years strong. Mm. And it's quite
it's a big international festival, isn't it?
And whereabouts is it? In Prague or something?
Just outside Prague.
Just outside
Prague. In a village in Prague, in a brewery.
Seems reasonable to me.
But it's attracted sort of players from America, Hawaii, Canada, Australia. All over.
And you're doing this alongside a lot of other bands in the ukulele industry.
Yes, when we're playing at festivals like that, when we're playing in the UK, it tends to be us as the main sort of act.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
with others. I mean, we played here at Barleylands at Ukefest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Essex a few months ago. And some of the top names from the ukulele world in the UK were also on the bill. I like to think we were top of the bill.
I'm sure you were. I can't think of anybody else. Now, you've just had a Duke's Festival as well, haven't you? Was that in Colchester?
Yeah, in Colchester, yeah.
Yeah.
It was our 8th festival that we'd organised.
Really?
We'd done a couple with an evening show. So we have our own evening show. But during the day, we had a festival where we invited a number of other ukulele acts.
Yeah.
Come along, other people come along and join in because there's workshops within it. So it's a fun afternoon for anyone who, particularly for people who are just starting out, just learning.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we ran workshops as well, didn't we, in association with that to teach sort of newcomers to the ukulele.
Now, you're going to talk about a workshop in a moment, but what else have you got coming up in the immediate future?
Well, we've got our show this week at the Queen's Theatre.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Tickets are selling well for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then next month we're doing a benefit concert for an East London charity. Ambition Aspire Achieve.
It's right.
A new charity, which we're looking forward to. So there are some bigger ones. We've got some private work. I mean, we do private functions. So we're quite busy. Most weekends we're out. Mm. But
Well, just going back to the show you've got coming up later this month, that's at the Queen's Theatre in yes. Hornchurch. What time is that? What's the date of that again?
Well, that's Sunday 24th. Mm-hmm. The show starts at 7:30.
Yeah.
And tickets are £10.50 from the theatre. So, and as I say, that's selling well.
And that's where you're doing a workshop as well.
And we're doing a workshop at 5:30. So right. Anyone that's bought a ticket and is interested in learning can come along to the workshop, bring their ukulele, and they'll be shown to, some basics, tuning, chords, some songs.
But they mustn't play the ukulele while you're playing on stage.
It has been known.
Well, it was a feature of our early gigs that we got people on stage to play with us.
Really?
And that was kind of an incentive to not only learn the ukulele, but come to the gig.
Are you going to let them do that this time?
Not on Sunday, no. They can come to the workshop, which is at 5:30 if they've got a ticket.
Yeah.
The workshop's going to be run by, it's going to be led by Jo, who's not here.
Right.
Jo led the workshop at the festival up in Colchester as
right.
well. So those people that will know her from that will recognise her. And she's one of our lead singers. And, unfortunately not here today.
And going back to the charity event coming up, that's in East London. When is that happening and where?
That's the 14th of October at the Wanstead Tap in Forest Gate. It's raised funds for this new charity. And tickets for that are £10. And you can get them from the organiser. Who is Kevin? If I give it the email address, is kevin@theaaazone.com.
Right.
And they're a new charity. They've been going a couple of years. Kevin, who's the organiser of the charity, he was the founder of Community Links.
Right.
And they'd been going for about 30 years in East London. He's now their life president.
Yeah.
But he decided he saw a gap in helping young people, and he's formed this new charity. It's doing quite well.
And is there a website where people can go to find out more about the charity itself?
Yes, that's www.theaazone.
It's difficult to say that, isn't it?
.com. It's three A's.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, well, thanks very much for that, and good luck with both of these events, and of course any others you've got still in the pipeline. So I reckon that is perfect. So I think we've got to play out with your version of the old fairground attraction song of that name. So who'd like to do the honours and introduce the song? One of you.
We've been playing for a number of years, and it's one of our favourites, and it's sung by Joe.
Okay, here we go.
It's got to be second best, but I won't take anything less. It's got to be, yeah.